This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm your host, Eric Stewart. Every Sunday morning, I bring you the truth in real estate, but sometimes I bring you something a little different. And today, I'm excited to bring Paul and Jeannie, who are leaders within the Widow Care nonprofit organization here in the DMV. Widow Care was founded in 2013 to serve widows and widowers, fulfilling a mandate out of James 1:27 that pure religion is to look after widows and orphans in their distress, a demographic that is truly underserved across our country and really around our world. We're grateful that Jeannie and Paul could join us today to discuss their part in what Widow Care is doing and a fundraiser to raise awareness and care for those who have lost their spouses during the COVID-19 environment. Paul and Jeannie, tell us a bit about Widow Care and what you all do.
I joined Widow Care about 2 years ago. I am blessed to have a very big support group of friends and family, but felt very lost. I walked in a room with five strangers and felt like I was at home. I felt like I had a common bond with everyone. And since that time, I've tried to reach out and help all widow and widowers to make sure that they feel the same thing I felt when I walked into the room. Paul and I actually was there the first meeting that I went to and immediately felt a connection with people that I had never met before.
Yeah, I've been with Widow Care for about as long as Jeannie has. And there are a lot of organizations like hospice and other groups who do programs for widow and widowers, people who are bereaving. What I was looking for was more of a group of people who were just like me, who understood where I was, who got me, and just to talk, just to be with. And Widow Care filled that gap with the Superior Support Group. So like Jeannie, I felt immediate connection with these fellow people on this being in this weird space of had been married months ago and now you're widowed. And it's a very uncomfortable place to be, full of uncertainty and ambiguity. And it helps to have people who are in the same place.
So you guys are peer support moderators. What does that mean?
Basically, we just lead the group. We keep the subjects rolling. We make sure everyone's heard. We also try to check in on widows that we feel like that may be struggling, might need a little bit more guidance at that particular time. It's basically just a great support group that we're holding each other up.
Widow Care was founded in 2013 as a way to help the widow in her journey and expanded to include widowers 2 to 3 years ago. And during that time, there have been socials and support meetings and even some workouts. We call them strength meetings. Since COVID came in earlier this year, everything has been moved to Zoom on the social side, although there's going to be an event at the end of August, a picnic. Maybe you want to mention a little bit about that. We're in the middle of a fundraiser right now from last Friday until this coming Tuesday at 10 p.m. And this is with an organization called Pampered Chef. You can find information about this on our homepage at widowcare.org. You can also sign up on our Widow Care fundraiser page on Facebook. Go to Widow Care, and there's an announcement there that if you want to sign up. Essentially, we're raising money. We're giving an opportunity for those who may be listening today who have a heart to help widows themselves. Maybe you're a widow or a widower and think that is a great support. Because this is a specific fundraiser for us to outreach to those who have lost spouses during COVID, may not even been able to have a memorial service with their loved one. We're going to have a special memorial at the picnic at the end of August and invite those who want to come out. Our group will all come together to celebrate and memorialize those who've not been able to be memorialized because of COVID and do so among brothers and sisters who've suffered the same loss and can understand and support you and your need. If that's of interest, go to widowcare.org to get information on the picnic and possibly to sign up for this fundraiser where you can buy some things for your kitchen. And then they're donating 20 to 25% of the profit back to Widow Care to support this. So certainly if you're interested in donating, don't have any needs for the kitchen, we would be grateful for that as well. It is a 501c3 nonprofit under IRS guidelines.
This is a very good opportunity to support many of the widows. We're starting to see more people coming into our support group who just lost somebody and they've haven't been able to properly have a memorial service. Part of some of their friends and family can't come or don't feel comfortable coming to a service. So what we're trying to do is provide an opportunity for them to have some sort of a memorial. And it's kind of a challenge because we want to move forward. So we don't want to go backwards and do something that couldn't have been done before. We want to have something that's being done now for the future. So this is one way to do that and one way to give back to this organization.
If somebody wanted to join you for a support meeting, maybe there's an opportunity here for someone to join and just be a part of the support meetings each week. Where would they go to find that information?
That would be either our meetup page or that could be on our Facebook page. Either one of them would the list. We do lectures on Mondays. We do game nights on Tuesdays. We have workout Wednesday, and Thursday we do our peer meeting. So they would be able to get all that information on the meetup page or the Widow Care page.
So at widowcare.org on the website or at meetup.com. And then what would the search be for that? Would it just be Widow Care?
Widow Care.
It's also,
I think it says Widow Care of Rockville.
Or Widow Care of Montgomery County.
And that's not to say that it's limited to Montgomery County, because we have widows all over the DMV who may be listening today. And because of the marvels of Zoom, anyone can participate regardless of where you might be. So please check it out at widowcare.org. Paul, you're organizing this picnic. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on.
It's over at Seneca Creek State Park in one of the pavilions, and the location and time will be posted on the web page, widowcare.org. And we're going to practice social distancing. We pick an area where we can spread out. We don't want to put anybody at risk. A lot of us work with vulnerable populations, or we have our own risk factors. So we want to respect that. It's going to be potluck. Some people volunteered to sing, including our host here, Eric. It'll be fun. And we will incorporate this memorial service for those who haven't had an opportunity to do that. End of the summer, we're all in a weird place. We haven't seen each other face-to-face for a long time, so it's an opportunity for us to do that in a safe way. So we encourage people to go.
If you would like to ask a question about how you can participate, feel free to send an email to me, eric@widowcare.org. That's eric@widowcare.org, and I'll put you in touch with Paul and Jeannie and the crew. And if you want to make a donation, you can do that at widowcare.org. There's a link there, or you can email me directly for more information on how to make your donation through credit card if you prefer.
I would like to reemphasize, you do not have to be in Montgomery County. Now that we're Zoom, we can reach out to everyone. Our peer meetings are growing. It's a great support group. Game night's a lot of fun. We have guest lectures that probably could interest everyone. I would encourage everyone to come check out one or two of the meetings.
This is a great organization. And if you're any of the listeners have lost someone recently, lost a spouse, you're welcome. It's one of the most amazing experiences to be with people who understand where you're going through. And it is, in my mind, a very essential for your journey to moving on to moving forward in your life. So please check us out.
Fantastic.
And if you know someone who's widowed, one way to help them is by supporting Widow Care.
Very good. Widowcare.org for more information. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Jeannie, for joining me today on the Eric Stewart Show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It's such a treat to be able to talk about Widow Care and to serve that mandate and see the outworking of Widow Care after 7 years growing and serving this demographic with joy. And Paul and Jeannie are just an absolute delight, folks. You've got to meet them. Come out in August. Reach out to us at widowcare.org. Well, that's it. I'm Eric Stewart. It's great to be with you. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.